With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Spending a few minutes now with Delaware head football coach Danny Rocco. His squad coming off a win at Richmond last week, 43-28, as they improved to 3-2 on the season. Next up, a home game against a very good Elon squad. And coach, last week, you go down to Richmond and your team started fast and really played well throughout. Big plays on offense and six turnovers, I think it was, you forced on defense. Really a recipe for success. What'd you take out of that one?
Well, I was really excited. You know, we had the open date, and, you know, we came off a very tough road loss up at North Dakota State, you know, so we really felt challenged. We felt that, you know, we needed to respond, and we needed to do something quickly. We needed to get off to a fast start. So really all three phases came out in sync on the road, which is really a hard thing to do, you know, to be able in conference play on the road. But you know, our first points of the game came with our punt team. We punted the ball. Pritchard banged a punt. Their punt returner backed up, caught it on his five. We chased him into the end zone, and we tackled him for a safety. So just a great effort play. Got 2 points, got the field position on the kickoff after safety, went down and ended up really scoring on defense. Had a pick six or a strip sack, a strip on the receiver. But we were firing on all cylinders there in that first half, and we took a 33-10 lead in the locker room. So I was really excited about the way we responded.
In addition to all the plays on special teams and defense, it looks like you were able to get the ball down the field in the passing game. And I know you had a lot of that a couple games ago against Cornell. Is this just a matter of Pat getting more and more comfortable and more chemistry on offense?
Yeah, I think so, but I think that is definitely true. I think there's also one other function, though, and it's a function of what the defense is trying to do or willing to give you. So Richmond pretty much went into the game saying, we're not going to let Delaware run the ball. So they really overloaded the box. They attacked the line of scrimmage, and they put a lot of stress on their safeties and their corners and their secondary. And we did a nice job protecting Pat. Pat did a good job sitting in the pocket, and, you know, he put the ball in good spots. And, you know, our receivers made some really good catches, you know, some, you know, more challenging than others. But you know, at the end of the day, it was a really good formula for us to be able to go out there and have some explosive points and get some quick strikes for score and to allow us to really extend that lead.
Let's talk a little about Elon. They're coming off one of the biggest wins in program history, beating James Madison. What allowed them to have that type of success against the Dukes?
Well, the thing that they do that's so impressive is they just play their game, you know. And, you know, you go back and track their scores for the last year and a half since Coach Cignetti's been there. And they're in a lot of close games. They don't panic. They play with poise. They stay within their system. They kind of do what they do, and they find a way to make games really close, and they find a way late in games to make plays to impact the outcome of the game. You know, so on that particular day, they took the ball away twice in the second half. Both takeaways were important takeaways in terms of the outcome of the game, and then when they had to put a drive together late, they were able to put a drive together for a score, you know. So they just play really good team ball. They got good talent, and they play good team ball, complementary ball, discipline ball. And it's just a team that really makes themselves hard to beat, and they've enjoyed some success here these last two seasons.
One guy that jumps out for me is their fine running back, Malcolm Summers, averaging, I think, more than 6 yards a carry. He had a big game against James Madison. What in his skill set allows him to excel?
Well, it's a great point. You know, they lead the league in rushing, you know, so that's kind of their mindset. They'll do all the RPOs, but they want to control the ball, control the clock, keep your offense out there, keep your defense off the field. And he's a big, strong back that has really good vision and really good quickness. He's probably quicker than fast, but this is a guy that can break tackles and, you know, get on out into the open field and into the perimeter. So, you know, in the moment, you know, he's certainly the back, the best back in this league this year, the most productive back in this league this year. And it's really impressive having come off a pretty significant injury a year ago.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.